Blog Talk Radio.
TGIF, it's the Hunter and Friends Show. Wow, welcome everyone. To all my listeners, I'm here at the Yamaha showroom at 399 Huguenot Street in New Rochelle. I'm here every Friday, sponsored by Yamaha. It's all good today. If you're in New York, we got some cloudy weather going on. So to all my riders, please beware and be careful. It's still cold. The ground is cold. I have my first caller I'm going to take. As you know, my hot topic is we're kind of noisy here because we got showroom and people going on, so I apologize for that little background noise. So, but anyway, going forward, bike season starting. Hold on 1 second. Joey, I'm on the air. Shh. Yes, everybody's listening. Anyway, for all of you, that was Joey. You got to come down and see Joey here at Yamaha, 399 Huguenot Street. We got some great bikes, right, Joey? And I just want to announce something, that we have a demo ride coming up on the 24th and 25th of July, so mark your calendar. Anyway, I have my first caller I'm going to get to. You know, our hot topic is we have this new reality show called Biker Chicks, and we got to check this out. Hi, you're on the Hunter and Friends Show. Who's on?
This is your girl, Queen, from the Biker Chicks.
Hey, lady, what's up?
I'm good. What's going on?
Great. I was just talking about you. I'm going to chime your group in and let everybody introduce themselves. Okay, you're on. 502. I see a bunch of area codes, 502. So feel free. Who's this? Who's on? You're on the Hunter and Friends Show. Welcome.
This is also Lace from the Biker Chicks.
Hi, Lace. Welcome to the Hunter and Friends Show. Who else is on?
Hi, I'm Dark and Lovely from the Biker Chicks.
Dark and Lovely. I remember that term. I remember that term, girl. Okay, so who else we got? That's three. I think we got one more. Who's on? Is there any more on? No?
There's supposed to be one more.
Yeah,
two
chefs.
Is there 347... 347-879, who's on?
That's Dirty Vanessa. I'm going to take all the promotion.
We got Dirty on, so Dirty, you kidding? You got some time. You can just chime in with us on this. Dirty's a, Dirty's a famous poet, young lady, so listening to Dirty talking. 502-509, who's on?
That's Nathaniel. That's Nathaniel trying to be incognito. That's our producer.
I know. I got a taste for him last night. Not a taste, but you know what I mean. Nathaniel, my bike has your name. My bike's name is Nasty Nate. So we're going to talk about your new show, Biker Chicks, that Nathaniel came up with. Nathaniel, you going to chime in on this one, or are you just going to be a silent listener?
No, I'm going to be owning this then, because actually Queen's the one that came up with it.
Queen's going to do all the talking?
Yeah. Well, this is going to be real quick, but I'm just chilling. Actually, Queen came up with it, and she came up to me at this club that I was helping start up. It's 35 and Under Club. Anyway, she came in and we started talking, and she told me her thoughts about wanting to do a reality show on the female bikers. I thought it was a great idea, fantastic, had seen anything like it, and I was like, wow, I'd like to be part of this. So We See You Productions, that's a production company I'm CEO and owner of, and out of Louisville, Kentucky. And it just blew my mind when she said it. Of course, I was thinking of all kind of things that it could be, and till I got with them, and wow, what an experience, especially with six women. It's wild.
Oh, I bet.
But it's fun. But it's fun.
Now,
good ladies.
No, I mean, it's great. I mean, I've been reading up on it, and I applaud you on it. As you know, we're living in the world right now of everything is a reality TV show. And, you know, I hate to throw you under the bus, Queen, but I kind of have to. You want to know what I was going to ask you. What I really want to ask you is, and what's really important is, before we really get into it, is did you have fun doing it? What was the feeling after doing it? We just going to fast forward a little bit, and I just want to ask you that. Like, what was your, was it just, afterwards, did you have any regrets, anybody? Did you feel like, because I was talking to people who've done Love and Hip Hop, and they go, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done it, and stuff like that. How do you feel about it? Anybody can answer that question.
Who's stepping up?
Somebody better step up.
I'll go ahead and start. This is Queen, and I feel great. I mean, I picked this cast myself, you know, personally, picked each girl for a certain reason. And when I say hanging with these girls is, like, dumb fun, that's all you need. If you ever need to pick me up, I'll put you with this group, and you will laugh all day and all night. So it's been really, really, really fun. It was really fun. No regrets at all.
Awesome. I see the other 502, so I guess it's the other lady. 502714, who's on?
This is Hot and Spicy.
Hey, girl, oh, you made it.
Hey, yeah, I got off early, and I'm in the car right home now.
Oh, it's okay. I'm here. I just want to say, anybody, if you have any background noise, just mute your phone, so this way we could be able to continue the show. 502619, who's on?
Keisha.
What is your name?
Touche, baby. T-O-O-S-H-Y. Touche.
Touche.
I'm the sad one in the book.
You're a shy one. You're a shy one. Okay, we got time in. We have our community liaison, national president, Ms. Pat. We're going to tune her in. Ms. Pat, how you doing?
Hey, hi, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hello,
how
are
you?
Doing good.
I am so proud
know you,
Ms.
Pat.
I love you all, and y'all know I do, but I am so proud of the Biker Chicks. You really don't know how proud I am of you guys. You know, you open up doors. You open up new doors. You know, maybe something, you know, you will always find somebody who don't like it. So don't worry about it. You guys keep your head up. And keep doing what you're doing. You know, all I'm asking you is to be positive, think positive, and you'll work positive. You know, I'm so proud of you. Like I said on my page, anything I can do to help you guys out on this side, you got it.
Thank you. Now,
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was really sweet. Ms. Pat is my mentor. Okay, so going forward. So we got these six women, and they came to you, Nate. They came with this idea, and then you're like, oh, I'm pondering it. And then so this is all shot out of Kansas, Kentucky.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville,
Kentucky.
So all of you guys are there. What is it?
Louisville.
I can't pronounce it. You know? I speak with an accent as it is, please.
Well, you know, when you say Kentucky on this side, we think in country. But I've been down in Kentucky where the Kentucky Derby is, you know. It's a beautiful place down there. And you know what? A lot of people don't believe it, but Indiana is right next door to Kentucky. You actually can walk to Indiana.
Yeah, it's very close.
You guys, while you're doing your show, like, what's your producer name? How you doing, sir? What's your
name? It's Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, you got to bring them chicks up this side. You know, not just them down there. Bring them up here on this side. I'm in Baltimore now, but I'm the community liaison nationwide. But, you know, you can stop in any state you want to stop in and you know, do a little bit with some clubs, with, you know, maining with the ladies, you know, how we do. You know, party here, party there, you know. And I believe that thing would be up in the top five. I ain't even going to say 10. I'm going to say 5 because it's something positive
well, right.
I know these ladies going to be doing, you know. And I'm
right.
praying for you guys, you know. So when you come up to Baltimore, come on up. I'm in Baltimore because I just lost my mom, so I'm here taking care of business here. But I need you to come to Baltimore with some ladies. Come on up and have a good time for a weekend. You know, we don't have to have an event, but I'm quite sure there will be an event somewhere close by that you guys can go to and film and see how it really is. Because, you know, you guys can open up doors, like I said, to see the positive stuff of bikers. See, they think all we do is, you know, wear colors and we go out and we do this.
It's
no,
more
we do positive
that.
Things.
It's
more than just partying.
More
we even support people who need support. You know, some things clubs
exactly.
don't even say what they do. But, you know, this thing is, like I said, this thing to me is going to be a big thing for you ladies. I am
it
so
is.
Proud of you guys.
Oh,
really
that's
nice.
Really nice, Miss Pat. Thank you.
I'm not
going to
keep
Thank
talking.
You.
I'm going to sit back. I got
no,
some
no,
dinner,
no, okay.
so I'm just going to sit
I
back.
I kind of want to ask. I kind of want to ask them some questions, Ms. Pat, and I thank you so much for motivating everyone and doing, especially commending them for doing positive things. Because we often hear about people downing someone, but never anyone bigging someone up. So just keep it up, guys. It's really, really nice.
Right.
Thanks, Ms. Pat. Now, I just want to go forward. Like,
Wait a minute, hon. I want to say this, right? You know, y'all in the bike community, you know about it, the community itself. You only have to be in the community. People are going to hate you when you're doing something they want to do and couldn't do it, or
right.
you're too pretty
right.
for them, you know, you're doing something positive, well, all they got to do is tag along and say, hey, what can I do to help you make it even bigger? You know, this is where the stuff got to stop. Help one another as they go along. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, you're going to run into some haters, you know, but listen, use your haters for elevators to elevate yourself to the top. And then as you go, you graduate them as you go. That's
there
all
you
I
go.
Can say.
There you go.
Exactly.
Because I know they hate, you know, I got haters too, but you know what? I use my haters for motivators. That's what you use them for.
There you go. Thanks, Ms. Pat.
Right.
Oh, I love her. So going forward, guys, I don't want to lose my train of thought, but just going forward on this project, how long did it take, actually, to shoot this? And are you still shooting?
I guess
anybody.
I'm supposed to answer that question.
Yes,
well,
you got the feeling there, Nate.
You know, this show is, we're just going to keep going with it. You know what I mean? It's worthy of it. And with especially with the internet like it is, I mean, our goal is to find that perfect home for the ladies on network, you know, syndication. And
right.
But the internet is available for us as well. And, you know, me being a production company, I can really. With the talents of these young ladies and the character and their objective and goal with this show, it's powerful enough on its own where, you know,
okay.
we can roll either way. But either way,
we're
going to keep moving forward.
So with 6 women and just the personalities alone, who would you say out of the 6 is the feisty one?
Queen. Queen is feisty, but they all tough. But Queen would be considered.
Everybody's saying Queen.
You know, it's really
Queen.
Hard.
You agree?
With her little bitty butt.
I would definitely, say that I agree. I'm just kind of cut. You know, I have this vision in my head, and you know, I want things to kind of run my way. I guess that's why they call me Queen. So, you know, I'm like, let's do it this way, let's do it that way. You know, I'm just direct. So, yeah, I would agree.
I want to say this to Queen. Queen, I understand how you feel, right? I understand
right.
that. But now that you guys are open up your horizon, you got to tune it down a little bit. You know I know who you are. You know what I'm saying? And you don't remember me, but I do know you. But just tune it down a little bit, but don't let nothing stupid go on. You know what I mean?
Right.
You just be... It's okay to be in control, but allow somebody else to have it and sit back and let them know where their faults are than to judge them on their faults. You guys should go a long way. You got to work as a team with this.
Right.
And y'all got
to
come. You got to kill Queen. You got to help Queen with that because Queen is so used to telling everything how she wanted done. Y'all got to help her with that. It's not wrong with that.
Exactly.
She's come a long way.
You know that she's wrong.
Right.
Exactly.
She's come a long way.
So you're learning, right? The one good thing about this, the one good thing about this is that all of you can look at yourselves, and it's kind of like therapy, and go, you know what, I did that wrong. Or it'll, I think definitely this is some kind of therapy that will change all of you, because it really makes you look at yourself. Like we look in a mirror at ourselves, but we can't play back that mirror image. But if you look on television and you see yourself acting a little fool, or you're just saying, damn, I shouldn't have said that. I'm putting my personal life out there, and people are going to see that about me. Am I really like that? So I think this cut, I think a lot of it, you guys, I don't know if you agree, that it is some sort of therapy that you can benefit from. I mean, all of us can. This video, take yourself for a day, play it back, and see what you can change out of your life from what you played. I think that's great therapy. So going forward, guys, all right, so we've seen the feisty ones. Who's the peacemaker in the show?
The peacemaker? That's fair.
It
could be between dark and lovely.
That's right. That would be me.
Yeah, I would say that. And then as a possible one running closer, that would maybe be Lace. But she's an enforcer. So, you know, take it from her. But Dark and Lovely is definitely my first choice on
that. Yeah, I try to keep it calm. I mean, I get a little hot, but it takes me a while to get hot. And then after I get hot, we probably got to do some. But, you know, I try to keep everyone calm.
You try to keep. So now there's a difference between a peacemaker and the mother. So who would be the nurturing one out of all of these six personalities?
Tusha, being that she's a mother of 10, makes it natural.
Right.
That she should be the mother.
Okay, now just tell me, like, what is so far, like, we're looking at the first scene, we're looking at the first, not scene, but we're looking at the first, like, we're looking at the first episode. What was the first episode about? Like, give us something that we could look forward to.
Anybody? Yeah, Queen, it's about Queen, so let's
just... It's about Queen, so Queen should be
about Queen.
I think that a lot of people, that's been the confusion on the motorcycle scene, like what the show is really about. So the first episode is basically balance of my life, how I'm dealing with my life and all the personal issues that I've had in the last 2 years that we've been filming, because we started filming in February, versus me being the president of a motorcycle club and trying to be successful in both parts. There was a lot of ups and downs. So the first episode just tells about my life for the last 2 years, the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs, my kid, everything. It's just my life on twos.
So you did bring your personal life into it, like your children and stuff like that. You just showed
everything.
It
all. Right. Nothing, everything was open. Everything is out there. Everything. Everything.
Wow. So how was that being under the show? Like, you, after a while, you just don't even notice the camera's there because you just get so used to it, am I correct?
Yeah, that, I mean, Nathaniel and them are like my family. Like, my kid knows them, you know. They're welcome around my house. So, yeah, they're like family. Once, I guess out of the first few tapings, it became second nature to me. It doesn't bother me at all. I just go on about my business when they're around.
When they're around. So at what point did you incorporate the other girls into, are they in the first episode?
Yes.
And then, by the way, before I even go to that question, what is the name of your motorcycle club? Are you guys in the same motorcycle club or are you in different clubs?
We're in different clubs. Lace, go ahead.
We're in different clubs. This is Lace. We're in different clubs. My club is called Ride With Me MC. Myself and my president, Hot and Spicy, are in the same club. And then we also have Top Notch Riders, which is Dark and Lovely. We also have Too Shy is also in Diamond Clusters, and then Queen is in Drama Free Riders. So we have
Highlight,
which is in Lady Fame. So we have a total of five clubs combined.
Okay. So that's a blessing right there. That is a real blessing. I got one more person I need to add on the line, and she's kind of going to co-host with me today. She is the founder of, she's not a writer, but she does great poetry. And here, especially in the U.S., everyone knows her, Snuff Productions. AJ, you're on the line. Can you hear me? AJ. Oh, I guess I lost her. Oh, wait, okay. 347-300, you're on the line. Who's this?
Oh, what's going on? I'm just listening. I'm just watching the progress. That's all. This is Ian Christopher, man. I'm loving what's going on in the whole situation with the biker chick, and I'm just waiting to see where it goes to. That's all.
Ah.
Listening.
Thank you. Well, welcome to the hot seat.
Right.
So feel free to chime in. We kind of don't want to talk over each other. So, guys, if you say something, we kind of, you know, wait and then let someone else chime in and speak. You know, we're all not here together. If we could try not to talk over one another. Dirty, you still on, Dirty? Dirty. I guess he must have passed away. Okay.
Dirty, what's up in here?
Oh, you're here. So try that, Dirty. Come on. You can talk to the biker chick. Like, you know.
I'm listening. You know, it's my first time. I'm trying to, you know, fit myself in. But it sounds really interesting about the biker chicks and how many biking clicks there are. You know, I'm new to that. You know, I thought there was maybe one or two bikers out there for the ladies, but I see there's a whole group of y'all.
Yeah.
How do I see this show, this reality show? That's what I wanted. I'd like to get a chance to see it. When does it come out, or if it's already out?
Well, we're just doing promo right now, Dirty.
Yeah.
We're just doing some promos right now.
So you know,
Hunter, I just wanted to support you and do, you know, I'm proud of you. I got to meet you like a couple of weeks back, and I just want to support whatever you do.
Okay.
Just like I would like anybody's support. Like I said, I work with AJ. I thought she would be on the phone. I work with AJ with the Snuff Production. I have my own little build-up corporation called Corporate Takeover Promotions. That's on Facebook. What it is, I go around trying to get the venue at Gasolina's every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. We got an open mic venue. And with AJ, the good thing, start up. We're still trying to get people to come out and enjoy themselves out there. So, you know, that's why I called. It's all about supporting each other. And I like what that lady said about the haters. Because I couldn't say it no better myself. We use them haters to motivate us instead of just being mad at them. They mad at us. We don't need to be mad at them because we're doing what we're doing.
Exactly. So going forward, guys, wait, hold on. I got one more call. 914-831, who's on?
Hi, how you guys doing?
Oh, it's
great.
AJ. We got
AJ.
AJ, you've been listening. You've been listening to the Fight the Chicks. AJ, like I said, she's the creator of Snuff Production. We're all listening in. I'm just getting to these ladies. I know we got everybody on the line. We don't have for so long, so I just kind of want to cram everything in. And, Dodie, you know I have a question to ask you before I end the show. So before you get off the line, let me know so I can ask you the question. So, going forward, ladies, so I got to ask you a question. I asked you, you know, about the different clubs that you're in. Was everyone okay with this in your club? You know, I know some of you are presidents or whatever. I know what other roles you play. Was everyone okay with you being in something like this?
This is Dark and Lovely, top notch. I kind of just did it because Queen just bought it to me, and I kind of just told my club. But I got a really good group of girls. I kind of go with whatever I go with. I ain't gonna never always taking care of them. I'm always there.
Right.
We can't hardly hear you out because of the gang.
Right.
Somebody got a bunch of noise in the background.
Okay, hold on one second, guys. Joey!
Yeah, I don't know.
It's
they
good
can't
to
hear you. They can't hear me.
They're not talking.
Stop laughing, Joey. They hear you. I should take you on the air. Come here, Joey. There he comes. Here's Joey.
Hey, AJ,
guys.
You there?
He's talking to
Kyle.
How you doing, love?
Great.
Hot and
Spicy had a comment on that, too, because I want to hear myself.
Yeah. Yes, this is Hot and Spicy. I did check with my club first, and they didn't have a problem with it. Anything I do, they are for me, and anything positive to to the world for us is good for me. Good for me, good for the club. And some of the girls might not want to be on film. They said they didn't want to be on film, and that's cool. And I told them that they didn't have to be. If we are filming, just stand back and get away from the cameras. But other than that, everybody was cool with it.
Everybody was cool. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So you're getting the support that you need. And there's so much that you guys, are coming to you. And I just want to say, stick together through this journey, man. Because what
yes.
you do together, don't let anyone tear apart, like Miss Pat said to you. So going forward
right.
from that, you got the support of your club. I just want to hear where was I going next with this. So you got the support of your club. You're still filming. You're doing the promo to it. You're going to do a lot of other media stuff. That's going to come up, too. So what else? What else? Tell me what else. Nate, come on. You're the producer. Tell me what else is going on.
Well, the thing is, these girls are really, I have to be honest about, being in the business for like 28 years and experiencing different talents and being in the acting business myself as far as an actor first, and then knowing how to work around producers and directors. These ladies are so professional, and they really haven't been in this world that I'm used to, but I promise you, these girls fit right in. I mean, I'm proud of them as who they are as people, and I'm proud of them
right.
as far as for what I can see that how they're going to be in the future in this business. Because I explained to them that
right.
this business is, you have to be humble. There are people out there that use anger, they use ego to get far in this business, but they don't last very long. These ladies are built to last by the way that they're showing me. Their work ethics are on top of the game. So as we grow with this, they're going to be growing right with it as if though they've been in it
wow.
all their lives. I'm proud of them. That's
right.
all I can say about that.
That's really great. That's great. Now, are you, when you're finishing Kentucky, is this something that you would go on to in another state and take some more
Miami.
Female bikers?
Well, these girls do
why
try.
Now,
yeah.
now, why Miami? Why Miami?
I'm just suggesting going to Miami. I think it would be a great look. Man. It's always high. You can ride all year round.
Yeah.
Come on, gotta run in here.
Okay, let me ask you. What about
yeah,
New York? We got some characters.
Yeah, New York.
Honestly, got a lot of chances.
Every state is on radar because every state there's motorcycle riders.
Come on,
we're even looking at internationally too. If we can.
Come on.
We've had a proposition for an international visit already since last week. Since this all started off on the internet,
Right.
And New York is definitely in there. I love New York, I did some work up in New York, working on a Italian Mafia movie up there with some gangsters out of Queens. So, we're definitely in New York.
Okay.
Tushai might have some people in New York.
Think of a Tushai,
I don't know.
Don't you worry about where Tushai's people
at. don't get me wrong. I'm in New York, boy, to Queens. I'm just saying we in Miami right now is the best place to do it.
Where's that?
Miami. Miami's
hot.
Miami's hot.
I'm a New York boy from Queens. I'm just telling you
Miami
is cool right now.
Miami,
oh, all over. Like I said, every state's on radar because these girls have something to bring. I believe they're going to be part of the pioneering of female bikers. They're already in the mix, and with the support that they're getting, especially like from you all, giving them this opportunity, they're going to go everywhere. And we pray that they're going to be wanted because they got something to bring to the table. Strong.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we got another caller, 610-570 is on the line. Who's on?
Hey, how you doing? This is Supreme Delaware, Delaware Riders.
Okay.
What's up, Supreme?
Hey, hey. You've been chiming in, Supreme?
Supreme sounds good. I read your Facebook name.
How y'all doing?
Good. Hey, hold on. I think we got another. We got 302-416 on the line. Who's on the line?
Hey, Hunter, this is Midnight. How you doing? Just came to say hi.
Midnight. We got Holloway on the line.
Told you we rep.
Oh, my God. They're lighting up my board, man. What's up?
Hey.
Come and get your seat.
How about you coming to that room? You almost come to that room?
He is on the line. This is something else. So guys, if you've been chiming in, we are speaking to the Biker Chick. They have a new reality show that's about to come out. And I grabbed them here first on the Hunter and Friends show. We're having a ball right now. Getting to the bottom of this. And guys, again, if you have some background noise, you may want to mute it if you're not speaking, or you have something to say, just come back on so this way we can have more attention drawn on what we're seeing on the show. You said you'd be open to taking this thing state to state to state. And if you do that, was that something that Queen would be also involved in, or are you just going to Queen? Is that something you're just going to stick to your... What are you doing here?
No, the Queen is very good. She's one of the executive producers, you know what I'm saying? So, with me being a filmmaker and work on television, this is my love, my baby. I wouldn't leave, but I know Queen is a good leader. All the girls are natural leaders, so they're going to work together and go with this all the way, with or without me anyway, but I will always be there. No matter what. don't forget that.
Just the way he said that, right? I will always be there. No, this is really great. I'm excited for you. I think our circuit world has changed a lot. Like, some people call it the set. That's a new word, but I call it the circuit. We've changed a lot. Like, we're normal people. We are not a gang. And I keep saying to people, and you're like, oh, you're a biker chick? Oh, my God, don't mess with her. She's a biker chick. That's not what it's about. We ride our ride, but we're normal people. We want to go home to our families, and which is most important is getting off your ride and going home to your family. Being able to, and just doing something positive in the community. So besides the show, what else do you guys bring to the circuit?
Who's going?
What was the question?
Hello.
Yeah. Well,
hello.
I didn't. What was the question?
Can you mute your phone?
What's background
noise? Mugs. I'm looking for a Boston mug.
Okay. Besides this show, is there anything individually, like in your club or individually, that you guys bring to the circuit? I mean, let's get to know you guys. I want to get to know you guys.
Well, I can go first. Well, I'm Dr. Lovely, top notch. Our club does, we do several charities a year, and it's just different ones. When we hear of different ones that call us and say we need this, for instance, we always do the VA because my mom is part of the VA. So the guys at the VA always need, like, socks, razors, deodorant. So we do that every year. We give them, like, 300, whatever, just to help out the VA. Most of the things we do are for men, women, because we are all-female club. Always did the...
No, but a box.
Can you hear me?
Can you mute your phone, whoever it is? Please, guys. I just ask because when we're talking to each other, we don't want to be rude. We want to be able to hear whoever's speaking. So if you're not speaking, can you just mute your phone? Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Sorry, okay. I can hear you now.
Okay, so, you know, we also do, we work at we go down and help an all-female school. The middle school where we go down, we used to do a father and daughter dance, but sometimes a lot of girls don't have daughters, so we'll go over and help. We'll dance with the girls, we'll help serve the food, we'll just do different things. Like I said, most of the things we do are all female because we're female. We give every year to the Center for Women and Families whatever they need. It first started out they wanted clothes, and we did clothes for, you know, all ages and kids. Now they just want gift cards. We give gift cards. It just depends on what's going on, but we've had fallen bikers that needed help paying rent. We've done that. So it's whatever that we see that comes up from year to year, we don't mind helping. We just want to know it ain't all about being bullies. We ride our bikes. We help the community. We have families. We try to bring our families together so we can all meet up so we know each other. I mean, it's so much more that people don't know.
That people don't know. Exactly. You know, people don't expect that MC to really do much for the community. I mean, besides throw parties, they think that the social clubs are the only ones that do things. But we also in the community, we give back and do different things. Simon Quest is on Too Shy. Come on, what do you guys do?
Well, I'm Too Shy. I'm going to piggyback a little bit off of what Erica was talking about. The all-girl school that she's talking about, the dance, I'm actually the one that started the father-daughter dance at that school. I participate in a whole lot of events in my city, whether it's giving something to the kids, helping out a homeless family, somebody from the mayor's office calling me, telling me they need something. Things people, you know, it's wherever they need me, that's where I'm at. So, you know,
that's where you are.
Probably
that's
the largest
awesome.
Female club
on
her at this time. So, we actually have a chapter starting up in New York. So,
Hi, we got Boogie on. Boogie's actually my station manager here at the Hunter and Friends show. She chimed in. You didn't press one, Boogie, so I didn't know you were on. So it's okay. So Boogie, you're hearing what's going on. Anything you want to say to me, lady?
Oh, not really. You know, I just like to say to the team, my congratulations on what you're doing and success and endeavors. And I guess, you know, we'll be doing some work with them in the near future. I like what I'm hearing, you know.
All right.
Yeah,
Boogie, thank you so much. All right,
yeah.
Boogie. I'll put you back on hold. So, yeah, that was Boogie. Boogie's actually with Hood Lady. So give a shout-out to her. She's at work, and she's doing her thing there at work. Guys, we have other people on the show, so we'll tune back into you. I kind of want to get to someone, and we support artists on the show that are not signed. We play their music, we support them, we support the arts big time. So I was looking for a caller to call in, but I guess we haven't called them yet. So AJ, tell them when they come to New York what it is that you do, and to come see Snuff. What's up, AJ? Or Dirty?
Hi, how you doing? I love the energy. I love the fact that we're giving props to females who are bikers. Because, again, you know, people have this presumption that everyone is a male and that the women are just in the background. But I'm so proud of the ladies. And I would like to share a poem. Give me one second that I felt would be very good and dedicated to these young ladies. Give me one second. My dog is in here. He wants to get on the radio. Sorry. Okay.
That big old pit bull. He got a lot of boots.
Have a pit bull.
We're gonna put him on a higher boots. Go ahead.
So I'd like to dedicate this to all the ladies who dared to be. If you don't mind, it's only 3 minutes. I think about it. Okay. It's called On My Mind. I'm about to ask a question that I know on everyone's mind. All this shit about the purple. My man, I think it's been happening all the time. Strange fruit on longer swinging, no longer swinging on the maple tree. And the noose that we see is now dangling in a popo's pocket. And you're killing our men today. But we're going to stand up. Yes, ladies, we're going to stand up true. Because we have a reason. And that's why everyone on this earth was born. It's the ladies who stand up, the ladies who are free, the ladies who made the seed. They're the ones that we must give the props to. Realize that we will no longer disrespect our friends, our men. We love you all. We respect you all. But when you hurt our babies, we will stand true. So even though you may think we are riding along, no, we are riding with you. So no longer look towards what you think is muscle and true, what you think is supposed to be the masculine view. You got to look towards us because we made you. Thank you.
All right.
I like that, AJ.
I made.
Lovely.
AJ runs Snuff Productions, and she goes about the city. She's also at Gasolina's. If you're here in New York, to all my listeners, come by on Thursdays. You can catch AJ there for her open mic night. Got some poetry, come share it. You got some scenes to let off, put it down on paper, come out and share it, as long as it ain't too crazy. Because I'm in the kitchen and I'll be listening to that stuff.
But anyway, it's good therapy. So come on down for the gasolinas. Come on down to gasolinas and get some gasolinas famous wings. Of course, I'm the cook there, so you can come out. I wear several hats, guys, so I'm all over the place. And just remember, I'm here every Friday at Yamaha, my sponsor, here at 399 Huguenot Street, the Wheel Sports Center. Just come out and look for Frankie or Joey. We have demo rides. The demo rides, everybody know, last year we did it here, July 24th, 25th. Come with your papers straight. So even, I mean, I realized last year, I'm like, wow, I haven't seen this person, that person at the demo ride. And a lot of people riding dirty out there, so get your shit straight out there. Get your license, get your registration, and your insurance. That's three things, people. Get it right. Let's get it right. Come down and do the demo ride. 24th, 25th, we have the R1, we have the M1, and most importantly, come down and get your raffle ticket. You know I am raffling off a brand new R1. Listen, Kentucky. Anybody can win it. Anybody can win this brand new R1 or Raptor. You can be anywhere. You don't have to be present. I will be there opening up Black Bike Week down in River Beach. If you come into Black Bike Week, come see Hunter. We'll be at Club 2001. That's the new location, guys. I'm going to send it out to you, Queen, so you guys can blast it out to everyone. It will not be at Hooters anymore. Hooters do not want us anymore. So if you're coming down there, just come by and see me and get some raffle tickets. Or, you know,
the mail.
Guys, I'll ship them to you. Whatever you want, I ask you to please support the causes for autism. So I would appreciate that, as you can help out and support autism. So going forward, anything else? Anybody got any news coming up? Like, what's up? Hellaware, like, what's going on? Who's on? Tell me, what's going on? Besides the biker chicks, come on, we got things going on. Great things in the circuit. What's going on?
This is Lace. I just wanted to kind of chime in on what Ride With Me is involved in. We are actually involved in what they call IBC, which is an inner beauty clinic, and it's basically 100 girls having 1,000 ways to win. It's basically girls ages from 7 to 17, and we as a club are basically involved with them, trying to get them involved in positive images of sisterhood. And we basically are really involved with them at this point with the councilwoman here in Louisville and trying to enrich them on sisterhood. So that's basically what we do as far as being involved in the community.
Oh, that's awesome. You guys are doing good things, great things. Great things to give back to the community. That's really awesome because, you know, this is what I'm really big on that, especially here in New York. A lot of people think that the MC world, you know, a lot of young people come in and they think that it's all about parties, and it's not all about that, you know. You know, it's about bringing something positive. And no, definitely. They get the wrong idea. You know, we spoke about my show last week, how people put on, like, a president's vest, and all of a sudden that's something that can, a magnet to get girls or guys. And that's not what it's about. I've been in the community for a long time, and it's just, it's grown so much. And some for the positive and some for the bad. But I would like to bring some of the positive back. You know, and I think you guys are doing that with this show. So, you know, as real as you can get it.
Put them down and come in.
People will
put
appreciate
them down
it
and come
more.
In.
You know? You hear Miss Pat back there?
Oh, well, I'm sorry. You know, I got some grandkids, man. I got to keep going. I'm going. I'm cooking dinner and talking to y'all, too. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I love
you
know,
it. I got to do
what
I got to do.
Show it is what it is. This is reality. You know?
Yeah. I make sure my dinner is cooked when you can't. Yo, y'all know me. Listen, I'm just so proud of anybody doing something different. You know,
if you guys
don't realize that, you know, the government has taken all our rights of being a parent. And then we got 16-year-olds out here murdering people. We got to show these kids some love, man. They have nowhere to run. And the only place they run, they're not building schools no more. They're building young jails for these kids. So we got to get into these children, let them know that somebody else other than their household loves them. Some people don't have no place to go.
you know, somebody to show love. And it's time to make a turnaround. I don't care who you ride with, what you do, what's on your back. But listen, if you got kids in your neighborhood where you live, you can support your children or something. Like, how about these kids, man? They want this love. They want this discipline. You know? So, until then, you know.
Yeah, I'm fully correct, Ms. Pat. Now,
until then, our kids
will
be corrupted. I'm sorry.
You're absolutely right.
I'm saying,
no, it's okay, Ms. Pat. You're absolutely correct. I'm glad you touched on that. I have 502-365. Who's down on, who's on the line?
Oh, it's Queen again. Sorry about that.
Oh, Queen. Okay, you got dropped. 216-415. You're on the line.
How y'all doing today?
Hey.
Hey, what's
that
up?
That sounds like dope.
Who's on?
Mm-hmm.
Who's on the line?
It's Phantom Boy.
Oh, what's that, bro? Phantom Boy's on. Here we go. We got Ohio in the house. We're all over today. I got a hot topic, guys, that one of my listeners texted me and asked, well, everyone. I know it's a little off the topic of bikers, but how do you feel about what just happened in South Carolina? We all know that all black people are bad. We know all white people are not bad. We know not cops, all cops are not bad. We try not to label. But how do you feel about what happened in South Carolina? And some of you, did you see the video?
Can I chime in on this?
Yes. Who's to say your name and chime in?
This is Ian Christopher. That's the 347-300 number. Let me just chime in on this real quick. We've been talking about this for a week. Honestly.
Okay.
This has been something that's been happening. The fact of the matter is it's only been apparent since the last two incidents. And I think that's an issue that we should have always been facing. It's an issue we should have always been bringing up, but it's only been apparent because of the last two instances. This has been happening since I was young. You know, I'm an 80s baby. For me being an 80s baby, I've seen seeing everything.
I'm just. I just wanted to say I'm sorry. Please mute your phone, guys. I'm just asking whoever it is with the background noise. Can you please mute your phone?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So you know, for the most part, like I said, me being an '80s baby and me seeing it on a regular basis, I grew up in Queens. You know, for me, I've seen it every day, and it's never been reported on the news. This is a regular basis. This is what we see. From the time when they started calling Queens Cop Killer Queens, there was a reason it was called Cop Killer Queens. They were shooting first. You understand what I'm saying? So, and it's always been that. It's always been that. But the fact of the matter is, it's just been touched on in the past couple of years. And this is something that's always been there. This is not a new apparent thing with police shooting black people, period. This is not new. It's just finally being exposed for what it is. The problem is that it is just finally being exposed, and people are taking it for the shock value of it. And there is no shock value to it. Like, for somebody to go through it all the time, seen it all the time,
can you
no
hold on
value.
A second? Hold on 1 second. Whoever that is making the noise, can
you
mute your phone?
Not like they're scraping rice out the pot.
Ms. Fox, I'm sorry. I was getting ice. I got thirsty on that one. I'm sorry. I'm going to sit down now. My dinner cook, I'm going to sit down now. No, I'm not going to mute because I want to say something.
Okay. All right, so
I'm
guys, we're back cooking. Yo, you know what? We need to get some of that pot since we listen to her cooking, okay? All right, so go ahead. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, Ian.
Anytime.
Yeah, but definitely, there's no shock value in something that we've seen growing up. It's shock value to the rest of the country because it hasn't been reported. You know, to people in L.A., to people in New York, to people in Chicago, this is a regular basis. You know, and it's, to me, my biggest opinion on that, and my biggest opinion that can be is, it should have been nipped in the bud a long time ago, but now that the rest of the world is aware of it, the rest of the nation is aware of it, we do need to nip it in the bud. And, you know, they're going to keep doing it. It's
you know, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. I'm kind of booked. I think that they, not to interrupt you, but I think they did it right. I mean, they fired him right on the spot. They got it right. How come New York hasn't gotten it right?
I know circumstances and stuff, but it seems like people are getting away with murder. Like I
can
said,
I say something
well,
to that?
Not everybody.
Well, this is my
bad.
Thing about that. New York is a test state, just like California, just like Chicago. These are test states. These are states that they're never gonna admit to their bullshit because they're a test state.
Exactly.
Now you have to look at it where North Carolina, South Carolina, all of these other states, they're not test states. When things happen there, these things really happen there. It either gets exposed or it doesn't. When you're dealing with a test state, they're not going to face any repercussion in the test state because they're doing it on purpose. It's the same way we went from New York. I grew up in New York, so I'm telling you for a fact, when we went from Dinkins to Giuliani, when we went from Dinkins to Giuliani, all the rules changed. All the rules changed.
Big switch. Big switch.
It turned into Queens Marines. You know, I was around 105th Precinct, so they went from Dinkins era to Queens Marines. Now, when it went from Dinkins era to Queens Marines, they were on a whole different thing. Now everything became tactical. You have Brooklyn Police patrolling Queens. You have Queens Police patrolling Bronx. You have this way. You don't even know who it is that's coming to get you. Now, not only that, but they're shooting to kill at that point, and they're only coming for one thing. They're coming to bust heads. That's what they're coming to the block for. They're not coming to the block for nothing else. They're coming to the block to bust heads. That's it. So
bust heads.
When you have that mentality, you have people that's not from your neighborhood coming to your house to bust your head open for no reason. You start to iterate a mentality.
Of course.
To
it's survival.
What
it's called
out.
A survival mentality. Anybody else
exactly.
have any? Yeah, survival.
I do.
Anybody else have an opinion on this?
Hello. This is too sad. I really don't have an opinion on on that. But I worked here in Louisville with about 27 to 30 black boys, high-risk boys. Every day they stay on campus with us. One of the biggest problems we have are the parents not wanting you to say certain things to their kids. They're good police and there are bad police, but we need to teach our kids to be able to decipher the difference. It's got to start at home sometimes. I got 5 sons and I have 5 daughters, so I see both sides. I think it's
agreed.
Horrible about them shooting them down because it could be my son next, you know. It could be my son. I work with some of the law enforcement people in this city, and I also deal with people that are convicts in my city. So it's not up for me to judge, but I tell people when I'm working with 27 black boys and every day they telling me how they had in their guns, where they had in their guns, we locking them up, and they think they're locking them up, keeping them away from people, but all they're doing is teaching them how to be better criminals while they're locked up.
Exactly.
My main objective is to show to teach our kids that, you know, we all got to take a stand. We all got to take responsibilities because if our kids are not succeeding, it's not just with the people on the outside. It starts with us at home first.
I'll tell you, sis. This is my personal opinion is that it takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah.
Like you said, parents don't want you to speak to their children. Let me tell you something. If your child is doing something in front of me and I correct them and you have a problem with it, that means you're not parenting at all. And that's why your child is in the predicament that he's in. And I say this for all parents. Yeah. I say this to men. I say this to women. Women, nurture your children. Men, nurture your children. Stop trying to beat on them all the time. If you taught them English, you can teach them to understand English, meaning speak to them. Learn. The problem with people is low-level comprehension. And when you see a parent that's got to beat on their child all the time to get a message through, because that parent don't even know how to communicate. That's why he's picking up their hands to hit that child. That parent who's yelling and saying abusive things to their children, that means they don't know how to communicate either. Now, going forward from that, I was looking at the news, and we know we can't always believe what the news says, but on CNN, not CNN, on the BBC, because I like to watch the BBC news, because it's a non-American news, and it tells everything. So at the time of the shooting, at the dashboard camera, picked up this song. I forgot the name of the song, but it was saying also that
about somebody who got shot, who got killed. You never know what's going to happen during the day. That was playing while he was before he got out to shoot this guy. I mean, that you
I
know, he got
that
out
too.
To apprehend him, not to shoot him purposely. I don't know what happened, but apparently he tasered him before it went down. And the guy was only running because he had a warrant for non-payment of his child support. So what do you feel about that? Like, what do you think is, like, all this is, you think they're going to use that against him? Or he was playing this song, you know, like how they say, oh, this kid killed somebody because he was playing a video game. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Hello?
Anybody.
Well, they can't,
yes.
they can't use that against him. So they'll make up
mm-hmm.
something else. They'll find something else. They're going to find something else. And if they don't find
right.
something else, they're going to create something else. This is what they've been doing. There's no
difference. Well, the system's. And who's this? Identify yourself before you speak, guys.
I'm sorry. This is Ian Christopher again.
Oh, Ian Christopher.
They haven't. Yeah, they haven't changed the ways they do it. There's nothing that has changed in the ways they do it. It's just that the only thing that changed that's bringing them to the light is social media.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that's
exactly.
changed. Other than that,
exactly.
I've witnessed this my whole life. You know what I mean? I've witnessed this literally my whole life. You know, so for
mm-hmm.
me, there's nothing different. It's just that the fact is more people know about it now. That's it.
Exactly. Exactly.
So now that more people know about it, what are they going to do? They're still going to use the same excuses they used back then. I mean, there's so many times they'll give you a call themselves, like, go ahead, call IAB if you think I have a problem with you. You call them and they done you up too.
I can't let my window
down. You
know
what I'm saying?
No.
So it honestly doesn't make a difference. The only difference is going to be how far the social media take it, because that's the only thing. That's the only way we're going to win. I've had literally, I don't know if you guys ever heard of the Merrick 15 case, but I've had Al Sharpton try to help us with something. I've had senators involved in it where we've got nothing out of it, like literally nothing out of it. We've gotten out of jail because of it, but there's nothing else. There's no other repercussion to the police, even though the police were fully in the room. There's no repercussion. And this is even with Al Sharpton involved. There's no repercussion. You know, at the end of the day, there's no repercussion. They're above the law. And the only way that people are going to understand that they're above the law is when people realize that the police really don't have that much power over us.
Now, let me ask
you. That's the biggest
thing. Do you think because of this shooting in South Carolina that's going to force law enforcement everywhere, especially in New York, to do something about it now? That everything, this has happened, you don't think it's going to change? Anybody?
What they're going to do is they're going to.
That's not going to change.
Yeah, you're right. 910-232. I'm sorry to cut you off. Hold on. 910-232. Miss Pat, is that you again? Yeah, I got to get some biscuits. I'm making biscuits. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Miss Pat,
I love
to give you your own cooking technique. God. Oh my goodness.
You know,
910-232. Are you on the line?
Yeah, this is Alex. How are we doing today?
Hey, Alex. Alex, how you doing, Alex? Have you been chiming in? Because I know you're in that area. You're in South Carolina. Alex is also one of my sponsors and promoters of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, of Club 2001. Chime in. Let us know. I know you can give us an update on Myrtle Beach on Bike Week, but tell us what's going on.
Well, everything is going good. Everybody's getting a lot of positive feedback about the new location. Everybody's excited about the motorcycle and the four-wheeler giveaway, and especially, you know, the Hunter and Friends show being on board with it. So everything is looking good. The promotions are actually really good this week. We had a little setback because the county had actually wanted to rezone some areas, but we got past that, so everything is still fine. So no issues. Everything is good. I went out and reached out to my light-skinned people, and they took care of it for me.
The light-skinned people? The light-skinned. Yo, I'm telling you. Look at
got the complexion of protection, you're okay. So, anyway, go ahead, Alex. So you know, the shooting down there, like, what's going on? Like, what are people talking about down there?
Why you got it down?
Well, mostly everybody is talking about the Bike Week event, the Harley, and, of course, Memorial Day.
Oh.
I hadn't really heard any negative feedback. Excuse me. So
right.
I think that's
but
good.
But nothing,
because,
nothing,
you know,
about the, nothing about the killing with the cop being indicted for murder, for killing that young man? There's no talk about that going on down there?
Well, it is, but the thing is they're not really pushing it out there because I think it's bad timing for everything. The cops shouldn't have done it, obviously. And, you know, now it's a situation where is it going to be a backlash? I hope it's not, you know, because, you know, we're all not perfect people. But, you know, for the most part,
right,
we still got to be positive and just move forward and hope that this guy don't get out of jail for doing something heinous, crime and shooting someone unarmed. So, you know, we just got to stay positive and, you know, and move forward. You know, I mean, it's sad to say it, but at the end of the day, you know, we just got to, you know, pray and keep it moving.
Exactly. We sure do. We got to pick up the pieces. And especially,
well,
you know,
no,
we have a lot of
you know what? No disrespect. No disrespect to anybody. This is Ian Christopher again. No disrespect to anybody, but that's the problem. That's what we've been
Everyone's
doing.
Sweeping it under the rug.
And we've been sweeping it under the rug and moving forward. And we've been doing that for about 30 years now. Maybe 40.
Yeah.
But a problem.
Probably longer, honey.
They've
been doing that for 200 years. What are you talking about?
All right, there you go. Hold on, wait.
It's
correct
been
me
longer
anytime I'm wrong. Please do. Correct me when I'm wrong. You know.
Well,
but,
you
know,
I do understand. I'll agree with you 100%. But at the same time, I wish it all could stop and just go away. It's not. You know. If we're going to do it in numbers, it seems like they always find a way to continue to do the wrong things to us.
Well, I'll tell you why.
One of the things.
I'll tell you why. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. No, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I wanted to say one of the things that was that Cat Williams said that really touched me. And it was funny, though. He said, to all my light-skinned people, you brought us here. And when you brought us here, there was no receipt. So that means you can't return us. So since you can't return us, you're stuck with us. So why not learn to live together? And we're people. We're just people. We have two arms, two legs. We operate the same way you do. It doesn't matter what color we are. We are God's creation. And I just wish people get it through their head. And that's why we have more mixed race couples now. We have, like, my son. My son is the new race. He's multicultural, multi-race. Come on, man. Get used to it. It's here. We're here. We ain't going away. There's one being born every second, whatever. You know? Come on. Like, what can you do?
You're right.
I just want unity and peace. And, you know, Alex, they're not stupid. They're really not going to want to blow it up because all the bike weeks are coming down there. So they don't want to scare anybody away, especially us. You know, as much as they say they don't want us there, but we are big business to them when we do come, you know?
Well,
so,
one thing I've heard is this is the best thing I've heard. We spend the most money around the country, period.
Yeah, but you know
and
what? Why black
being
people
that we spend the most money.
The next one.
No, it doesn't matter about tipping. It doesn't matter about tipping. We spend the majority of the money
does.
Around the country, period.
No, but
because we're not really
saying,
the minority.
I'm just saying we don't give. We don't give. To give is to receive, and I've seen that. I mean, I've seen it at my lounge. People don't give. I see that black people don't know how to really give each other. They don't really know how to support each other. We don't help each other.
Well, I'll tell you what the main one of the biggest problems is, and I don't mean to side promote or anything, but have you guys ever saw Runaway Slave? It's a movie this dude did that used to be NAACP. He's a preacher. He's a black preacher. And it was a movie he did basically based on this whole situation where why we think the way we think, why we have black leaders, that we shouldn't need leaders to tell us what to do, I mean, at the end of the day. But anybody who's on the line, if you didn't see Runaway Slave, please go get that. And I'm not promoting it because I deal with him. I don't even know the dude. I'm just telling you it was a great movie, and I'm telling you it gives a lot of insight on what's going on in black America. And the reason we can't win is because we're fighting the wrong battle.
Yeah, each other.
We're fighting the wrong battle.
Yeah,
the battle
we're
fighting
exactly.
is each
we're
other.
Fighting the wrong battle. And they keep it that way. You have rappers like Rick Ross and all of these people who say, I'm your neighborhood dope dealer. Come on, you've never sold drugs in your life. Shit like that.
Come on.
And it brings us down. You understand what I'm saying? It brings us down.
Exactly.
So we're fighting the wrong battle because we're fighting trying to be this person or emulate this person or emulate this person when the actual battle we need to fight is to just unity, period. Within
yeah,
our community. And then we
right.
can be united with everybody else. You understand what I'm saying? We can unite with each other first and then unite with everybody else. Everybody says, oh, let's just be unity with everybody. No, we got to unite ourselves first before we can unite with anybody else. How are we going to unite with anybody else when we're not united? When we're so easily separated. You understand what I'm saying? We're so easily separated. We're so easily divided. You know, the funny thing is you have 105 up there, right? You're in New York, right? You have 105 up there where every day Charlamagne is on the radio telling Envy, you're light skin, or what's his other joke? Light skin, you know, and what you're doing is dividing a race within a race. You understand what I'm saying?
That
you're dividing a race within a race.
For a radio station, I don't get that at all. I don't understand that.
Well, that's because they work for the people that want us divided. That's why. They work for the people that want us divided, period.
Yeah.
And this is our biggest battle. Our biggest battle is to stop being divided. You know,
you're
once we get
right.
past that, we can go to the next level.
You're absolutely correct.
You know,
correct.
Once we get past that,
you're absolutely
and
correct.
And that's the goal. You know, that's the goal.
Oh, Miss Pat, you got it, Miss Pat. You are interrupting my show. We can't hear Miss Pat.
Miss Pat on
the phone. Tell her I do not. I'm sitting back in the quiet room just raising my fists to come out the
She's making pies. Like, we need a, this should be a TV show, Miss Pat. Nate, go over there and film Miss Pat making some pies.
Yo, it will change the whole world. It will change the whole world. You know, I'm just to everybody to say, let me tell y'all this, right?
Change the world one pie at a time. I feel it.
You know what? You know how I always go. I always go back to the word of God, right? First of all, we need to go put God back and stop having egos. People have easing God out of everything. And that's why this world is so corrupted. Another thing, we're not teaching our kids to respect. You know, a police officer, I deal with them on a daily basis. A police, a fire department, FOP, whatever, I love them all. You know, you got bad people that's in there, you got bad people out here in the street. But what we have to do is, like, I'm thinking if the community will get together and they have a certain amount of police in that community, they get to know who their cops are, and they be getting a bond with their cops. And the cops know them and know the cops. They wouldn't
of
have
course.
A lot of
they,
this problem. You know,
they
see, I know that if you had a cop in your neighborhood. Yeah, but see, this is still the thing. You know what cop is in your neighborhood. So the cop will come say, listen, I've seen your son out there doing this and blah, blah, blah. You know, we want to help your child. You know what I mean? It's about helping one another. See, everybody's out here with that ego, easing God out, the pride. You know, it's just really corrupted. The Bible says this. So we need to go back into the nation in the book of Revelation and read. This stuff is supposed to happen. But if we put him as our personal savior or Allah, whoever you worship, you know, you feel conscious and you feel guilty by doing anything wrong. Now, check this out. A police officer do have a job. If they decide to stop all cops all over the world, there will be no more cops in the world. What do you think this world would be?
Chaos.
So you do
chaos.
If you do and you don't if you don't.
The community.
You know, so we
I don't
want to
cut. I don't
want to
cut
right
anybody
thing.
Off, but I think all people. I don't want to cut you off. I'm sorry. But I think
okay.
all people need to understand to learn to police themselves. I'll be real with you.
Well, actually,
you know,
you're correct.
I police myself
so,
all my
so
life.
So, Ian, not to cut you off, but I just want to make a public service announcement, okay? This is coming from me, Hunter, on the Hunter and Friend Show. My public service announcement is for all of you men out there to stop being disrespectful to women. If you got mommy issues, go to your mother and straighten out your mommy issues. Do not take it out on women, especially the ones that are good to you. If you're doing bad, do good. Right your wrong. You have, especially if you have children, you have a, it is your responsibility to not police your child, but raise your child. And don't be afraid to ask for help if you don't, if you don't know, have to know how to raise them. But men, I'm telling you, stand up and be men, because there's a lot of bitches that are walking with testicles between their legs. And I'm not talking about women, but I've seen men gossip. I've seen men backstab each other. I've seen men talk about women. I'm saying men, stand up and be men. I said it on my show, the Hunter and Friends show.
Agreed.
And women, you're not off the boat either. I'm making a public service announcement to you, too. Stop being hoes. Just because a man is broken and he deceives you and puts you down, move on and get better. Know your worth. Nurture your children. These children did not have to come here. Neither did you. But you know what? Take responsibility. And I'll leave you with this one. The devil picks the weakest vessel to come through. Now, that's my Friday public service announcement from Hunter.
Agreed.
Anybody else got anything else to add? But hold on, I got 919-7-5-4
If we start loving one another as we're supposed to, we wouldn't have this problem. So just show love. Just show love. Just give love. That's all.
Give love to the Black of Cheeks, too, by visiting theblackofcheeks.com. Support them. Love them. Do what we're talking about, because they ready to roll for everybody. Let's go.
You know they are. I'm about to wrap up my show. Anybody have any shout-outs that they want to give, anything they want to say? I just thank you all so much for being on my show. Say it.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mean Boys. Mean Boys, President Kale.
Happy birthday. Anything else, anybody? Want to give shout-outs?
I want to shout-out the Biker Chicks. I'm following. I'm waiting to see what y'all do.
Thank you.
I want to see y'all do big things. Definitely want to see y'all do big things.
Appreciate that.
Y'all do y'all thing, Biker Chicks. Do what you know how to do.
Anybody else?
This is Lace. I just want to say thank you for having us on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I just want to say it's just been an experience for me. I've come across a lot of people on my show. And this is the first time we had anyone that was doing a television show. I just thank you guys for being real. Thank you for being on my show. I like to have fun on the show. I don't like to really go on with the dark side. I don't like to out anybody. I just like to ask everybody just to have a good time. You're welcome to come on my show at any time. Welcome to visit me in New York. Come on over to Yamaha. Got the great deals over here. So talk to me. We should be where you can come and pick it. Or you can come and pick it up. We don't. It doesn't matter. I invite you all down to my show down in Myrtle Beach. As you spoke to Alex, Alex is a great guy and he does great things down in Myrtle Beach. And you can look for us, Queen. If you could just send out my my Facebook information to all of your people. Let's just promote this. Let's do this together. There's people in need, so I just ask you all to just pray for those in need, because we're humans and God sends us to do his work, but there is no better resource than God. So if we pray in agreement, we can get things done. So I just want to say shout out to all those who are going through a struggle. I have 914-831. I don't know who this is. I guess the call got dropped. I'm not sure. But, wait, hold on. 914-831, are you on?
Hello.
Hi, we can barely hear you. Who's this?
JJ, you can't hear me?
We can hear you now. I don't know what happened to you, but we're about to end the show. You have anything you want to say?
Oh, I'll be back next Friday. Yes, I had a lot to say. I was off for a half hour trying to get back. I just want to say all of you are awesome. What you had to say was awesome. I think I might be the oldest person on the line. I just want to say this crap has been going on since I was born. And we cannot stop. I'm sorry I have to disagree with one of the callers and say we cannot just let it be. Just because they caught someone does not mean it's okay. It means that we need to step up even more. So if you're in a organization, you need to get people organized and tell them to march. Speak up. Every time we get on Hunter's show, we should talk about this, because I am sick and tired of people being shot down in the streets. Ever since I've been born, I've used to have to go to the back of a train to ride to South Carolina because I was black.
okay? And I don't feel that just because we're black or of color that we should be sat down by police who are supposed to be policing, supposed to be the out. We need not keep our mouths shut. I'm not a biker, but Lord knows, if I had some money to get down there, I would sit there with the biker and look, no more, okay? Bye, y'all.
Preach.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I wanted to also share something with you guys that would inspire me to always speak up when it gets to race, and not only race, but human, as being a human being. It could be any race. I'm also multiracial myself. I'm not all black. When in 1993, I had my son, and I had him in Scotland. I lived in Scotland. Scotland was, at that time, one of the racist countries I've ever been to. I never even knew racism really existed, except from looking at Martin Luther King and all and everything that happened back then when I was a kid, because I'm a 60s baby. Anyway, going forward from that, in 93, I met Nelson Mandela. He got the key to the city after he was released from prison in Glasgow, which I was baffled because I'm like, wait a minute, why do they have Nelson Mandela here? And this is a racist country. Oh, my God. Lo and behold, I got to meet him. I got to speak to him. And there was a few African students that lived in Glasgow, Scotland at that time. And he held my son up to the crowd. And he said, this is what I believe in. This is my purpose in life, for all of us to be at one. So that touched me. And from that time on, I've always said I would never ignore racism. And whether this shooting was racism or not, I just believe that in God's commandment, thou shalt not kill. That's one of the things. We shall not ever kill another human being. So anyway, I'm leaving you with that note. Biker Chicks, I thank you so much, so much. Queen, you rock, girl. You rock, you rock, you rock.
Thank you.
Nate, you rock. Dark and Lovely, Dark and Lovely Lace, Hot and Spicy, Too Shy. Who am I missing?
We thank you for having us.
Yes. Ian Christopher, Hollywood, Miss Pat, AJ, Dirty, you still on? Dirty was scared of my question. That's why he left. Ian Christopher, all of you. I think
yes,
my
ma'am.
Listeners, I think everyone for my listener that called in with the hot topic, Boogie, I just think all of you, shout out to all of you. Jamie R1, it was his birthday last week. I want to shout out to him. Happy birthday, belated birthday to him. I just want to say God bless you all. Please be safe. And the beginning of riot season is starting. Please, people, the roads are cold if you are someplace that is seasonal. Beware of potholes. Service your bike. Get your insurance. Register your bike. Make sure you have purchase. Make sure your license is good. Come on, let's do this. Let's live. Live, 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 and let live. Ride your ride and mind your business. That's how I say it. Thank you for being on the show, everybody. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Later, y'all.
All right.
Bye.